So we have covered, and we've been pretty well all over the state of Colorado.
And so your occupation primarily during your life, well, at least for a short period, was as a teacher.
Right.
And then later on, you worked on the ranch.
Worked on the ranch, but I've always been interested in education. I served on the school board, 9 years out in the country, and then we reorganized and came to Durango, United States. It's the United District of Durango, and I was the first woman that was elected to the board in the Durango District, and I served 8 years on that. So I've had a total of 17 years on the school board, and never lost my temper once, well, never cried once.
That's amazing in itself.
Well, you learn to. We had 7 men on the board with us, and of course our principal, our superintendent, was a man. And you learn to control yourself, and you learn to express yourself in a very few words and get your points across. And if I couldn't get them across, I would work up these figures. I was a treasurer for a while, and 1 year, and I was vice president, and then I was president for a year or two. So
let me. Let me ask. Do you remember your grandparents? Did you ever meet them?
No, my grandparents died when I was about. I remember them just slightly, but I've met them. That is my grandparents on my father's side. My mother's parents never did come to this country. They were in Ireland, but my grandparent Denisons. They both died in 1908. And see, I was born in 1904. I remember them dying. And they died within 2 weeks of each other. In the fall of the year, October.
And what did they lived in this area?
Yes, they lived in Hesperus in Thompson's Park. It's in La Plata County.
Okay. And what did, were they farmers?
He was a farmer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where were they from originally in Europe?
They were from Ireland.
So both sides of your family
right.
Were from Ireland. Okay.
My father's family's name was and there was a big and the little and they both had sons. So when my grandfather came to this country, my dad came with him. And they signed their name to get away from the so that's how we got to be.
They came over here from Ireland, though. They weren't born here.
No, they came from Ireland.
Okay. And if you would tell me your husband's name.
Victor Anton.
Okay. And where was he born?
Victor?
Yes.
He was born at Hesperus.
Okay. In what year?
1905.
Okay. And his occupation?
He's always been a farmer.
Okay. And his family originally was from what country in Europe?
His father was from Lithuania. Lithuania, mm-hmm. Whichever is the right pronunciation. And he came over when he was a boy about 15 or 16. Okay. And he did not speak English, but he had a most wonderful mind. In fact, all these people that came here, they would read the papers and they would just be the best politicians you ever heard. They'd have such good arguments. And Grandpa Victor's father, I don't know what grade he went to school, but you know, they couldn't have teachers there and schools like we had. They had to bring the teachers in and keep them in a certain area in that community to teach the children. And they had to do it undercover because